I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, April 7th. The Quincy City Council tonight will discuss new policies about how the salaries for the mayor and city councilors will be determined in the future. The Ordinance Committee will meet at 6:35 at City Hall to review ordinances proposed by Council President Ian Kane. The first one sets the mayor's annual salary at $285,000, as previously agreed to, but does not set an effective date. Mayor Thomas Koch has agreed to defer the salary increase until the start of the next mayoral term. The second ordinance sets councilor salaries at a previously agreed to $47,500 per year, which has also been deferred to the start of the next city council terms. Both ordinances adjust the salaries annually based on the percentage change in the consumer price index for this area. The ordinances also call for an independent salary review committee with three members appointed by the council to review the salaries of the mayor and councilors every 5 years. Any proposed changes would require a public hearing and city council approval. Adjustments would be based on performance, such as financial management, achievement of strategic goals, and community satisfaction. Quincy Community Action Programs Director Beth Ann Strollo says that so far, their programs have not been impacted by federal cuts. Strollo says both their Head Start Early Education Program and their Fuel Assistance Program are funded through September 30th. However, she says the future after that is unclear. Recently, the federal government cut Health and Human Services offices around the country, including in Boston. All Head Start employees in the Boston office and all fuel assistance employees were eliminated. Strollo says the fuel assistance funds come through the state and that state staff have not been impacted. She says other federal workers are currently paying contractors such as QCAP, so there are no impacts in the short term. Strollo urges people to apply for fuel assistance before April 30th. Now, construction is underway on a large new addition to the Hale Family YMCA in Quincy. Ground was broken recently on a two-story, 20,000-square-foot addition to the Coddington Street facility. The addition will include a state-of-the-art gymnastics center, dedicated teen program space, and a large-scale studio for health and wellness and adaptive programming. The expansion is part of the Y's ongoing Leave Your Mark capital campaign, which has already raised over $12 million for transformational projects across the South Shore. The addition in Quincy is scheduled for completion early next year. Two people were arrested in connection to a home break-in earlier this month in Malden. 29-year-old Yaritza Trinidad from Cambridge, 24-year-old Chucky Charbel Ibrahim from Boston are both charged with home invasion and firearms-related crimes, according to Malden police. On April 1st, officers responding to a report of a home invasion on Mountain Avenue found the occupant of the home had been attacked by two assailants. According to police, the swift actions of Malden's police led to the recovery of a loaded gun and a description of the car involved and a general description of the two suspects fleeing the scene. With the help of Malden criminal investigations, Cambridge police, and Quincy police, both Trinidad and Ibrahim were taken into custody. Police say the incident is being investigated as a targeted attack and that there is no threat to the public. Trinidad and Ibrahim will be arraigned at a later date. An elderly Hingham resident fell victim to an email phishing scam, costing her thousands of dollars. According to police, an 88-year-old woman reported the scam yesterday morning. She showed officers an email she received on March 21st titled Federal Trade Commission with a name and a direct phone number for a litigation officer. The email reportedly included tips about fraud prevention and information about the Federal Reserve System, which appeared to be copied from the Reserve's actual website, given the scam email and appearance of legitimacy. The victim called the number in the email and was told by the scammers her daughter was in financial trouble and she could help her by sending money. The scammer reportedly claimed that if the victim sent the money to him, he would transfer it to her daughter's account, bringing it back into good standing. The victim then got a treasurer's check for $15,500 from her local bank and mailed it overnight from a UPS store. The scammers told her to make the check out to a woman and then mail it to an address in Illinois. The check was then cashed the next day. Former Vice President Mike Pence will be presented with the John F. Kennedy Profile and Courage Award in Boston for, quote, putting his life and career on the line during the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Pence, President Trump's vice president during his first term in the White House, will receive the award on May 4th. It'll be presented by Caroline Kennedy, the only surviving child of President Kennedy, and her son, Jack Schlossberg, during a ceremony at the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library. In a statement, Kennedy and Schlossberg said Pence will receive the award for his decision to certify Joe Biden's 2020 presidential election victory despite the attacks on the Capitol. Pence released a statement as well, saying he is humbled and honored to receive the award. In the past, Pence said that Trump's words and actions endangered him and his family on January 6th. Pence chose not to endorse Trump during the 2024 election, saying Trump has walked away from conservative principles. The John F. Kennedy Profile and Courage Award was created in 1989 to honor the late president's commitment and contribution to public service. It's named after President Kennedy's 1957 Pulitzer Prize-winning book, Profiles in Courage. Previous recipients include former presidents Barack Obama, Gerald Ford, and George Herbert Walker Bush, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky, Senator John McCain, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. A bipartisan committee of national, political, and community leaders selects the award winner each year. A check of business news this morning, and stocks have tanked. The Dow lost 2,231 points. The NASDAQ dropped 962. The S&P fell 322. Global markets also plunged following last week's two-day meltdown on Wall Street. President Trump said he won't back down on his sweeping new tariffs, which have roiled global trade. Oil is trading at $63 a barrel. In sports, Celtics beat the Wizards 124-90. They'll be in New York against the Knicks tomorrow night at 7:30. The Bruins lose to Buffalo 6-3. The Bees are in New Jersey tomorrow night at 7. Red Sox destroy the Cardinals, beating them 18-7. The Red Sox will be hosting Toronto at 6:45 this evening. The National Weather Service forecast for today: rain and showers throughout the day today and a high only 41 degrees. The rain will linger into this evening, a low of 37. Tomorrow, some morning clouds, and then some afternoon sun, breezy and brisk, high tomorrow 42. Wednesday, mainly sunny, high 47. Mostly cloudy Thursday, but warmer with a high of 54. For the boater, waves 2 to 3 feet, northeast winds 10 to 15 knots, high tide 7:59 a.m. Sunrise 6:15, sets at 7:16. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, April 7th.